It's 5 minutes to the top of the hour. The month of April has kicked off, and it's probably going to be the worst financial reality check for most consumers, and that's because the VAT rate increase has kicked in already. I spoke to Matthijs Potgieter, who's a debt expert at DebtSafe, about how you can survive this new reality.
I think a lot of people are still kind of in denial about what happened actually on the 1st of April, because 1% sounds like quite a small margin. I mean, if you think about 1% and you hear it, it sounds quite little. But if we have a look at what the impact is going to be of that specific 1%, it can actually leave the South African consumer, when it comes to the bottom line of their cash flow and their monthly budget, it can leave them in quite dire straits. So if we talk about it in practical terms, for every 100 rand that we used to spend exclusive of VAT, we actually paid 14 rand. Now, with a 1% increase, we are paying 1 rand more. So, which means for every 100 rand that you spend, you're now going to pay 15 rand. And yet again, that 1 rand do not sound like quite a lot. But when we start adding it up and we have a look at all the little small things that VAT actually affects, then we start realizing that it's definitely going to get into the consumer's pocket.
Right. In terms of the things that I need to now consider, like the small little things, what should those be right now, that either the essential or non-essentials?
I think, as you say, those small things, that the phrase is the devil is in the details, and I think that is where the South Africans need to go and start have a look at. So the first thing that I would have a look at is, especially when it comes to service agreements, those are things like your gym membership, the DSTV subscription, phone subscriptions. Have a look at those things, because that will be affected by that. Check, do you still need it? Is it a need or is it a want? So what are the necessities? What are the things that I'm not using or that I'm not optimally using and that I can get away with? So for first and foremost, you actually do a good budget cut, but you also make sure that the VAT increase do not creep up on you. The other thing, it's still early in the year, so shop around for something like short-term insurances, because that is also going to go up with a 1% now. So shop around at different institutions, competitive prices, negotiate. It is your right as a South African consumer to negotiate. Don't just accept the price that they give you. You can negotiate. And then that is sometimes ways to save money on the holistic, but also make sure that this 1% do not creep up. Things like groceries. Now, I know that there's the 19 food items that gets excluded, but there's a lot of groceries that we buy every month and that we actually need on a monthly basis. Not only those 19 food items, that is going to have the increase, but also what we have to think of is the value chain. So if I produce a certain product and I'm the producer of it, there is a value chain that needs to happen. So I am going to pay more VAT, which means that the prices of items in any case possibly going to go up. And also now we have the fee of petrol increase, which is also going to affect the price on groceries and food items. So shop around. Go and have a look. What is the cheapest product on the shelves? Remember, the key thing always is the middle row, where your eye basically lands. That is the product that gives the specific shop the best return on investment. If you look a bit up or a bit down, that is possibly the place where you're going to save the money. So compare prices. Know what you pay for those things. Have a look at what is the cheapest option that you can buy for that specific product. I think that is the key thing. Small other things is like, if you have a vehicle finance, there's an admin fee that will be affected by that. The same with the bond. If you have a house bond, there will be an admin fee that's also get affected. So tally up all those things. And the easiest way to do it is when at the end of the year, at the end of the month, sorry, take a bank statement. Allocate all the things, put it into a budget, see exactly where does your expenses lie after.
That's Matthijs Potgieter, who's a debt expert at DebtSafe. That's it from me, Anastasia Aronson, and the rest of the MoneyWeb team. Up next is Thabiso Musia.